Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Burger Watch Podcast. My name is Adam Cook, and as always, I am joined by itchy eye boy, Calder Amos Wood. Calder, how are you doing, and how is your eye doing?
All right, you didn't have to do that.
Right at the beginning. Really, you didn't have to come out here. I was already disappointed.
Yeah, why?
Because you said, oh, I'll be on in 10 minutes. You were on a half an hour later.
Calder had an itchy eye at the beginning of this podcast.
We were supposed to start at 6, and then guess what time it is right now? 7.
This is what I have to live with. Oh, so when I call out the fact that you're itching your eye, you go full on blast and say I'm a bad business partner. Is that it?
Yes.
Well. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Broverwatch podcast.
And it's probably the last episode.
It's probably the last episode. Every episode's probably the last episode. Not true. The Broverwatch podcast is a podcast where two little boys, Calder and Adam, talk about Overwatch League news and games. But if you follow the Overwatch League at all, you know there's no games happening right now. So it's mostly news, sometimes rumors, but we've got enough news to fill a show today. And we're trying to keep it shorter because we said that last episode, and then it was literally our longest episode ever.
I kind of knew that would be a long one because of just how much we were talking about.
Honestly, I thought it was a good one, even though it was long.
Yeah.
But this one's going to be the best episode yet.
We'll see.
Don't want to get your hopes up. Hopefully. But it's going to be
late. Don't want to get your hopes up, but you better expect it.
Don't want to get your hopes up, but this is going to be just as good as the rest of them. If you're new here, we hope you enjoy your stay. If you're not new here, whoa! Welcome back.
How do we do that?
Yeah, how do we gain your attention for longer than 2 minutes 32 seconds at the beginning?
Hey, you... Okay.
You want to finish that sentence? To start things off, we've got a feel-good story. If all of you remember the Pink Mercy charity event, it wasn't an event. It was a thing that happened where you could donate to live streams. You could watch the live stream. You could you could buy the Pink Mercy skin. You could buy merch online. And all the money was going to the Breast Cancer Research Fund. And they just released today a bunch of information about it. We're not going to read the whole thing. If you want to read it, you can easily check it out. But what we will highlight is this graph. I haven't seen many charities do this.
No.
Ever. So this is cool.
I've seen it on some, Indiegogos and stuff. Where they're like, ooh, give me your money so we can make this water koozie that's also a vape. And this is
and
how
it
we're
can
spending
connect
your money.
To your Bluetooth.
Yeah.
And there's an app. Yeah.
Everything's got an app connected to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like this. This is nice.
It's really cool. It's concise. It's clean. It's pink.
It's got you don't even need to read any fucking words, really.
Well, you have
which
to read a
good,
couple words.
Because it's just colors.
Research focus areas. And I'm glad they specified this is the research focused areas. Obviously. Actually, I feel like they mentioned that this was untrue, but obviously some portion of the money went towards the actual Breast Cancer Research Fund, I don't want to say company, but them for employment and running the gosh dang thing so that they can do more things like this. But from what I remember reading, it was less than 10% of any funds raised, which is pretty good when it comes to most charity stuff. But for the money that did go to the charity, 26% of it went towards treatment.
Research.
Yes. Mm. So that's cool. That's good to know. Because I feel like this is really going to help a lot of people be okay, so that's what... Because not everybody, but most people do some sort of a cancer awareness or cancer fundraising thing in their lives. But it's like, I don't know where this money's going.
We did for the, what was that thing called?
Relay for Life?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, where's this money going?
Fun fact, there's a video where me and Adam are doing a lip syncing thing to
It's not get public, down. Though.
No, it might be. Get Down by B44, the popular Canadian early 2000s boy band.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's about to suck my D at one point.
There is one point. It's because there's a line in the song that goes, that says get down. That's all you need to know.
So if you get down on me, I'll get down on you.
Yep. And here's the thing. It was improvised. It was an improvised lip sync. I thought they're saying get down. Calder and I are going to crouch down together and get down to the ground. Only I did that. And it ended with me crouching with my face facing his genitalia.
But the ladies loved it.
But the ladies loved it. anyway, the point is, you never really know where the money's going, but it's cool to know that...
Where? Yeah.
Because you'd think there's so many of these things happening. Is any of the money even going towards treatment research? Yes.
I can definitely say right now, at least a little bit was going to treatment research.
At least a quarter, which is a decent amount. Now, I'm going to be honest. I don't know what a lot of these words mean. Mainly metastasis. I don't know what,
or disparities. I don't know what disparities.
I've heard that word before, but I'm gonna
I know what it's a word, but I don't know what it means in this context.
Let's do a quick Google. Oh no, it's my computer's
what's just oh
going
no.
really slow. My computer's just going really slow. We're just gonna
Wow, nice job. let's read some other cool things.
Anyway, the point is it's really cool that they're actually telling us what we're doing, and it's cool that they can be like, hey, you guys actually made a difference and things are actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's really neat. Anyway, say your next. I say.
Oh, I thought we were done with that one.
We are done with that one. That's what I'm saying. Go on to the next one.
Oh, so Runaway. Flowerbin's been doing live streams like crazy. And it seems like she's been fairly distressed recently about all these leakers, or mainly Michael, being like, Runaway is demanding $3 million and yeah. stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I'm going to assume it sucks to have someone just be like, oh, you're doing all these things and I have a contact, but then this is a thing that Michael allegedly doesn't do, which is contact the people that he's talking about, like team owners and stuff like that.
Yeah. Also, I'm just going to come in here and be like, sorry to everyone listening. I don't know what that sound was.
What?
Just in the middle of you talking, for some reason your volume peaked to a very high frequency that hurt my ears a little bit.
Good.
So I apologize.
You kind of deserve it. But anyway, a translation of Flowerbin's stream says, the transfer fee was already settled in September. There was no friction, push-pull with the Overwatch League team with regards to that. All of Runaway have been signed for Overwatch League Season 2. So Runaway... Seems like they're going to be in Overwatch League Season 2.
But the question is, she didn't really say specifically it's all of them together.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a chance that like Haxel is on a different team. Mm-hmm. Maybe Bumper's on a different team.
Hopefully they're together.
I really hope. Dude, okay. You know how we trashed the freaking trash out of... Vancouver, how we were like, we're going to hate Vancouver no matter what. If Vancouver signs all of Runaway, I'm gonna like that team.
Yeah. Makes sense.
That's literally probably the only thing they could do that would make me like them more than Toronto. Oh yeah, you look not like a creep. I really like you doing visual, quiet jokes on a podcast.
I juiced it, boys. No,
don't pull an XQC impression on this.
But what if Vancouver gets XQC?
Dude, I was playing with this guy I was playing with this guy on competitive Overwatch.
You don't play with me.
You were literally not, you didn't have your computer with you. You freak. I'm kidding. I'm sorry for calling you.
You're
freak.
So mean to me, you fucking bitch.
He was like, I had a really good Winston round, and I was like, oh man, I feel like Mooma right now. And then this guy was like, I hate Mooma. And I was like, why do you hate Mooma? And he's like, because I'm an XQC fan. And I'm like, okay.
You don't have to.
Okay.
You hate Mooma for just being like, I don't really care what XQC said.
Yeah, literally, that's all he did. Literally, yeah. Anyway.
We need to stop talking about XQC every episode.
You're the one that started with a freaking impression.
It's all your
anyway,
fault.
What I was going to say was, I was like, I like them both. I'm a fan of them both. And he was like, how? And I'm like, because literally they don't care about each other. I don't know, dude. Also, guess who this was? It was Micah, who I was talking to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He hates Mooma. He's like, he's my least favorite player. And I'm like, why? And he's like, because he's just the worst. And I was like, are you an XQC fan? And he said, yeah. And I was like,
shout out to Micah.
Shout out to Micah. He doesn't watch this.
The 13-year-old we play Overwatch with.
To clarify, he's our friend's brother.
Yeah, just play that's not just kind of creepy. Anyway, Runaway is going to be in Overwatch League Season 2. On what team? Unknown. If they're all together, still unknown.
Here's the thing.
We should know soon.
Here's my ideal. All right? Here's my ideal situation. Michael is wrong about everything except the DeFran thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want that to happen. But he's wrong about everything. And Runaway is going to Toronto.
Yeah.
It's not
gonna That's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I would support the full Korean roster. Rumors.
I do want Michael to be wrong about
some stuff, though, because
I'm kind of getting sick of him.
I am also... Here's the thing. Honestly, I feel like up till this point, you and I have been somewhat pro-Michael. Just being like, it's nice, he's letting us know things. But especially after hearing Flowervin be like, man, I don't like having people go around being like, spreading lies about my, like, my life.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds a bit extreme. Not about, like, it's not like he's going, Flowervin, here's some personal stuff about Flowervin. But, like, still, it's part of her life, right?
There was a recent post by Young White Ginger about how does Michael have such high contacts within the Overwatch League scene? And here's, I'm just going to read you like the first couple of line or first couple of lines here.
Okay.
I'm going to say this bluntly. He looks like he looks 15 and like about the furthest thing I'd expect from a professional reporter. I can't imagine he's anywhere over 20. To 23.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's a trusted esports veteran, and he doesn't appear to have any official power/organization behind him. So what gives? Who even is he? How is this kid so high up in the Overwatch esports world? I'm not trying to bash him at all. I just want to know what his background is. Which is kind of like everyone's thoughts.
He's like, my high-level contacts have told me DeFran is getting paid $700,000 to appear in one game of the Overwatch League.
Like, is it Baby Bay that's doing all this? Is it?
But here's the thing.
Someone?
EQO went on stream recently kind of talking about the DeFran situation, being like, he's going to have a lot of pressure since he's a well-known player. But he also mentioned, like, he doesn't know anything. Like, he's just speculating on the DeFran thing because it's a speculation, but he's like, I don't know if DeFran's in. So I don't think it can be a player because the players honestly don't know much.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot of them didn't even know that they were leaving a team until it was leaked by Michael, right? Like,
yeah. I don't know. It's just weird. And I just want Slasher to come back because I like him a lot more.
I want Slasher to come back.
And it seems like he will be. There's been a little news percolating around that.
Why did he leave in the first place? Was it just I'm taking a break?
I think he just got busy.
All right.
And then all these little boys stepped in to try and
take his spotlight.
Yeah.
But you know that the minute Slasher comes back, everyone's like, bye bye, Michael.
Yeah. Here's all these Michael tweet shit posts? Time for slasher tweet shit.
That's the other thing. I love the competitive Overwatch subreddit. It's just Michael's Twitter profile picture in every thumbnail of every post, and it's just the worst.
With his fade.
Yeah. And yeah, it's kind of the worst. But
anyway.
Yeah, I hope that he honestly, if it's literally just Slasher comes back for season 2, I'd be happy. Do that.
We should move on.
We should move on.
I don't want to talk about these boys anymore. Guardian.
You were
to London. Are we going to keep talking about Runaway?
No.
Okay.
I just Guardian, sounded like you hated Runaway, and I didn't know that's how you felt about them.
No, I do like Runaway, and I want them to do well.
I'm kind of cornering you now. Oh, you hate Runaway because you don't want to talk about them for an hour and 20 minutes.
We're trying to keep them quick. Anyway, Guardian to London. The comments in this Reddit thread have said that he's most likely just going to play Sombra and whatever heroes that Prophet and Birdering can't.
I've heard he's play. A very good replacement for Rascal and a very good backup for Birdering at the same time. Also, you keep saying Guardian. His name is Guard.
I'm sorry. You talked about Guardian before, and I was like, why do we need to talk about Guardian going to Shanghai? Is that where he's going?
Yeah.
And then you were like, I don't know.
And then you said, Adam, I hate you, podcast over.
Yep. Probably. Guard is going to London. So he'll probably just fill whatever Prophet and Birdring can't. And if Birdring's little wrist issues come up again, he can sub for him. Yeah.
I feel like he'll be less of a backup and be
more of like a...
I feel like he'll...
he'll be like a 1A, 1B situation where he's just like a little bit below, subs in on a couple maps.
Yeah.
But he's still not the starter.
I'm trying to think of... There was definitely... I feel like he'll be like a Dante.
Oh, yeah.
Except a little bit more involved, but where it's like... He's not necessarily a starter, but he still plays a decent amount.
So you think they'll have a rotating DPS lineup in Season 2? Semi-rotating?
Not rotating, but I think he'll play more than like...
He'll probably play like a third.
Yeah.
And then the other two cover two-thirds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll probably specialize. He'll be like, I only play Sombra on Horizon Doomfist. Lunar Colony.
I only play everyone that has a CC ability.
I hate this game. No, I'm kidding.
Anyway.
I don't know what it is about recently, but whenever I play Rein in any game, I'm only in the air.
I know. They need to... We're going to get into this later, but they need to fix some things with the meta. Anyway. Closer to Dallas. This is probably the biggest official news we've gotten since the Dante trade, maybe?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything that's...
Yeah, probably since the Dante trade.
So... It looks like he'll be their main support, and Harry Hickel move.
Harry Hickel
will become a flex DPS, maybe, or like just a flex player in general if they need main healer support support.
As much as I like Harry Hook's laugh, Closer is just significantly better.
Is it Closer or Closer?
I don't think he'd get mad at you for either.
Oh no, he's joining the Discord call right now. He's gonna yell at me.
Okay, now you be Closer getting mad at you.
No, that's so racist.
And I'll be me. Why'd you assume that you would be racist? Is it because you're...
No, well, because I'd have to do an accent. I don't really want
to. You don't have to do an accent.
I can't. See, now my brain can't do it without doing an accent. And I don't want to get dead.
Why can't you do it without an accent?
We're moving on.
Hi, I'll do it. Hey, Calder, just want to let you know, I don't want you to call me the name that you did. I want you to do the other one.
I actually just asked which one it was. Closer.
Hey, make a decision, and then I'll decide how angry I am.
Cloak.
Okay, you win.
Three new Everybody players joined
Cloak. Please call him Cloak.
Three new players joined Florida Mayhem. And they're all Korean. This is a great mixed roster. Would you not say, Adam?
Here's the thing about that. Just looking at the numbers, not really.
I wouldn't necessarily call it a mixed roster.
They have about 1.5 Western players. Or non-Koreans, as you could say.
Why one and I'm and only a saying half? Why one and a half?
Half because applies on a two-way contract.
Oh.
So, everyone else is South Korean. Which isn't bad. I'm just... Like, there were reports of a mixed roster, and this is... It was just a lie. So, there's that.
Yeah.
But the three players they picked up are actually pretty good. They got Chris, a flex support from Meta Athena, South Korean, as you would have guessed.
Yeah.
BQB, a DPS from X6 Gaming.
Is he Korean?
I think so, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Swan, a main tank from NRG, who I have watched quite a bit of, and he is very good.
Is he? Would you say he's a good Western player or a good Korean player?
I would say a good Korean player.
Okay. So... Mm-hmm. Let's just go over the roster real quick. I don't know it off the top of my head. I'm going to be fully honest.
I got it right here.
Oh.
So we've got Hegupon.
Nice. He's Korean.
Say a player.
I believe he's also Korean from what I remember.
Zephyr.
That's a Korean boy. He's Korean.
Awesome guy.
Yeah, he's Korean as well, I think.
Chris.
Yeah, we just mentioned that he was Korean, I think.
Yeah. Okay. And then BQB... and Swan.
I think they're both from South Korea.
I believe so correctly. Too.
Who else?
And then Apply.
Okay, but he's on a two-way contract, so I guess he's part of the team. Is he Korean?
No, he's American.
Oh, cool. So that's nice. I wonder how he'll communicate.
Yeah, that's strange, isn't it?
It is strange.
Probably in the comms of the Mayhem Academy.
Oh, good and point.
And then Tevik... Who is...
That doesn't sound like a Korean guy.
What do you think? His last name's Lindstrom, with an umlaut above the O.
Oh, you know Koreans love their umlauts. No.
So they've got one Finnish guy.
Isn't he Swedish?
Is he Swedish? No, he's on... Is he Sweden or Finland? I don't know. You know all these Nordic players.
I'm pretty sure he's Swedish. Can you look this up? Because my computer's so
slow. Oh, shit. They actually have good stats on time played if you click on the player, but I've never cared enough to look at that. That's cool.
That's good to know.
Hey, everyone.
Now, where...
Click on a player on a website at some point.
Now, where's Tevik from?
Hold on. Give me a second.
I bet you it's Sweden.
I think it is Sweden, actually. I'm just stupid a lot of the time. Yeah, he's Swedish.
Can we real quick talk about how many players are on the team right now?
Let me just give me a second. One, please. 1 second.
Is it...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, plus the extra 3 is 9. So they meet the roster requirements.
So it's 9.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 of them are not Korean.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 minus 2 is 7.
Mm-hmm.
Now you only need 6 players.
You need 8 players Overwatch for the season, but yeah.
I know, but you only need 6 on a like to play a game of Overwatch.
Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting that there's more than 6 Korean players.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you say that someone was ripping it down? Now, would you say that they might just start a Korean roster?
Part of me thinks that what they might do is they'll be like, listen, Tevik, you're going to get playtime. And he'll go, oh, really? Finally going to get playtime? But I don't even know how to communicate with the Koreans. And they'll go, oh, don't worry. You'll be talking with Apply. He's like, yeah, but that's only one player on the team. It's like, no, there's other players on the team. And it's like, but how will I talk to Swan and BQB? And it's like, oh, you're not going to. You're coming with a ply onto the academy roster.
Ooh.
And then he'll go, oh, I feel like you told me I was going to be on an Overwatch League team, and then you signed all people I can't talk to.
Yeah.
Now
it's gonna be rough for him.
Now here's the thing. There is a minuscule chance that Apply and Tevik are gonna learn Korean. Not gonna happen though. Probably not gonna happen. I don't think that's gonna happen. There's a slightly less minuscule but still very small chance that all the Koreans are going to learn or already know English. And they're gonna all just do that so that Tevik can play. But that is doubtful.
Yeah. Now, Tevik could learn some Korean callouts.
Yeah, but that's not good in a competitive scene.
No.
It's very clear Tevik's going to get traded or dropped.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad, but...
The writing's on every single wall, including the ceiling. On your popcorn ceiling there.
Dude, my walls are friggin' popcorn.
Oh, yeah, you know
how tough it was to hang this poster? Place. Dude, I had 3 visitors on a Sunday.
Ooh.
Caleb, Matt, and Evan came over and visited.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Did they drive there? How'd they get there?
Yeah, they drove me here because I was visiting them to see the Venom movie, and then we went grocery shopping, and then Evan felt bad for me because I had 4 bags of groceries plus my travel bag with my clothes in it. And he's like, you don't have 5 hands.
Yeah. You'd have to take that on the bus.
Yeah. So he was like, I'm going to drive you home. And then they visited and they were like, nice. And you know what Evan said? He said, Adam, this could be a babe den if you tried.
You put some lights on. You get a couple furry things. You stash some condoms.
Well, you want to see this? You want to see this?
Magnum. Extra small magnums for you.
Why'd you... Anyway, the point is my walls are also popcorn, so posters are very difficult to hang.
We should move on.
Okay, let's move on.
Because I don't want to talk about your extra small thing dinker anymore. Roadhog buffs coming to the PTR.
This is news people have been waiting for since, I should say, launch?
No. Maybe...
a year ago, August, I think.
I think
it's been around a year.
But the most I've seen it is like right now, since like August 3rd or whatever that patch was that kind of switched the meta completely.
Oh yeah, because it was like, hey, you guys want some Roadhog fixes? Well, we nerfed him.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is not at all what we wanted.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. We don't know what they're going to be. So here's a little segment of the show. Adam, put up the card.
I'm not going to put up a card.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? You want me to put up a card? You start talking about it. Wait, what were you going to say the card was?
Speculation as to speculatory speaking about what the buff is gonna be.
Speculatory speaking of what
a buff could cometh buff in the next week or so.
Cometh in the next week or so. That good?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm gonna have to start some new lines so that it all fits, you know what I mean?
Now here's what I think the buff could be. Maybe a hook that works.
That would be nice.
Maybe maybe make him a little faster or something so that he's more mobile.
Maybe
a slight reduction in the spread of his left click or an increase in the speed of his right click, but one or the other, not both. I think that'd make him at least picked more, like more useful. If he was a little faster, his one of his main abilities actually worked, and his gun was more consistent.
Do you want me to be honest with you?
Yeah.
I really hope the viewers were listening, because I sure wasn't. Because so, I accidentally typed in seculatory instead of speculatory, and I think that means something else.
It's fine.
But can I guess what you said?
Mm-hmm.
Especially since I think I agree. Make his gun more consistent. Fix the hook so that it hooks more often, but like also doesn't
because hook you one. Actually hook them.
Yeah,
like just make it work.
Make the hook work,
and maybe bend around corner. So if you hook someone and they are running like around a corner, since it's a chain, which chains bend, you can just go whoop and pull them a little bit because you got hooked before the corner.
That used to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then people were like, but I ran around the corner, though.
Yeah, but that's a stupid way to think about it. That's just an idiot thing to say.
That's an interesting opinion.
Anyway.
Here's what I think. Roadhog, right now, never useful unless you have an Orisa to set up hooks for them.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, and maybe if you have a hole, yeah, then you can get some hooks. But
maybe
other
on
than those
Ilios
two things,
well in quick play.
Yeah. But other than that, no use. Not useful.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go
what
as far
do you
as...
Think they could, what do you think they should do? Or what would you like to see them do?
Can I be honest?
Mm-hmm.
They've said that he's not getting a full rework, right? Or was that when they were talking about Torb? That's when they were talking about Torb. They were like, he's not getting a full rework. He's just getting some things changed.
Yeah. And I don't think they said anything like that for Roadhog.
I honestly think Roadhog should get, not get a full rework, but something like Torb.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like his gun shoots completely differently now. It's still the same gun, but it shoots completely differently. Like the arc is different. The speed is different. Mm-hmm. Even the shape of it is different. His
you want his pellets to shoot at his hearts? What if they switch him to a healer and he just hugs allies and gives them some of that tum-tum?
I think they should change his alt.
Yeah, it's so bad.
It's no good. Here's the thing. It's no good when you're Roadhog. It's no good when you're against Roadhog. It's just no good. Mm-hmm. Like when you're against Roadhog, you're just like, ah, this is so annoying. And when you are Roadhog, you're like, I can't do anything.
It's not even
this.
Like it creates space, which is slight it's sort of an off tank's job to create space.
Yeah,
that's like 25% of their job. It's not like if you gave that to a main tank, that'd be a really great ultimate.
I just don't know what his job is.
Mm-hmm.
Zarya's job, take damage, set up for kills.
Yeah, and grab combos.
Yeah,
D.Va's job, just
dive
peel.
Everybody and peel. Dive in.
Roadhog.
Wait, are those the only two off tags?
No, and then Roadhog. And then you could argue that Hammond is, but I think people
Hammond's
are classifying
kind of in the
him
middle.
As like
he's
a
in
hybrid.
The middle. He's a weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah. I like playing Hammond. I need to play again. I haven't played in forever.
Let's play tonight, my dude.
I know. I have to do an annotated bibliography, though.
What the? You just said friggin' Egyptian words.
My teacher's like, ooh, you're not actually going to write an essay. Just make a bibliography like you're going to write one. Garbage. Anyway, we'll see what changes come to him in the coming week, probably week and a half. Hopefully it's something that's actually useful and makes a change. Because they could just be like, we decreased his spread by 0.1 and we increased his right-click speed by 0.1. And we think that makes him viable now. Like, they need to do a little more than just tweaking some numbers.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. Usually when they do that where it's like, oh, soldiers fires 0.2% more often, but it does 0.1 less damage or something. It's like, they're doing that because he's not broken. They're just like, this will be better.
Mm-hmm.
Roadhog's broken.
Yeah.
There's nothing good. There's not. This is, I don't know if, I know people are mad about him, but I don't think people believe this necessarily. I just straight up think Roadhog is just broken and not useful at all for anything. Mm-hmm. Whenever someone in comp goes, can someone go Roadhog? I go, why?
No. What do you need a Roadhog for?
Yeah.
Maybe if they have a Bastion, but D.Va can kind of do that.
Honestly, and we won't get too into this because this is unrelated to really anything, but like, if you want to kill a Bastion, honestly, you can usually do it easily if you just all commit to actually killing the Bastion. But a lot of times, that like, can someone...
never happens.
Yeah, but it's always, can someone deal with that Bastion except me? And then everyone goes, oh, someone else will do that.
Yeah.
Also,
anyway.
Also yesterday, played 3 hours of comp, gained 40 SR. I love that.
I like that.
All right, do you want to talk about this?
I kind of do.
Okay, Calder's going to talk about this. I don't know really anything about it, so I'm going to turn it over to him.
Overwatch Wire, which was USA Today's version of an esports, well, not esports, an Overwatch League website, was shut down recently. And, I mean, some people are acting surprised, but if you look at what the website is about, it's not really about anything. It's just, oh, look, they're going to release Legos for Overwatch. Or, oh, look, Toronto's making an announcement at some point. Look at this tweet. And they didn't really put any, effort. Like, yeah. Like, not the people on the website, obviously, because, like, the writers, they're not just doing this to be like, because you're not making a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
They obviously do it because they love it, but it's just a WordPress site that USA Today was like, let's just throw some Overwatch headlines up here. So it kind of makes sense that this failed.
Yeah.
And I know this is going to sound bad, but I mean, the people that work for this are likely going to find other jobs in Overwatch writing. But, like, I'm kind of happy that this kind of site failed because it means that this isn't what fans want.
Yeah.
They don't just want, look at this headline.
Look at this headline. Oh, look at all these things coming from a different headline.
Yeah. Or, like, look at all these things coming in the Halloween Terror patch.
Yeah. When you could just read the patch.
Mm-hmm. So I'm tying this in kind of to what we're trying to do at Broverwatch on, may I remind you, a very small scale. Well, this isn't, we're not trying to take over. We're not trying to be ESPN.
No, we're just trying to add some opinions out there.
Yeah.
On thebroverwatch.com.
Yeah. So we think that you want to read something where it's like, okay, let's debate this. Who really is the best sniper in Overwatch League? Like, they would write an article for, okay, who's the best point guard in the NBA? Or who is the best quarterback in the NFL? Because that's more fun for fans than, look at this Mercy Pop Funko. She's a witch now, huh?
I mean, I like that story, but...
I know. But, like, we want to give fans something that's more entertaining than just... I found a headline. Look at this headline. We want to give fans, like, what are you going to talk about with your friends at a lunch table or at a bar if they ever play this in a bar?
Here's something I learned in radio class. People respond most to things that they can obviously relate to, but also can turn around and make about them. As, like, much of a cynical point of view that sounds like...
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody. It's you and me as well. Like,
yeah.
It's just human nature to be like, I want to talk about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to think about myself. Exactly. Well, we don't really talk about ourselves.
I know. Well, we do a little bit.
Honestly, we should a little bit more.
Maybe.
Because this site shut down because it was just news. So If you listen to us regularly, I hope you've noticed that we're trying to make it less just news and a little more, hey, let's talk about this. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think that's what we're kind of trying to do on the Broverwatch website is people don't want to mm-hmm. be like, I mean, obviously there's a place for news, but I think people just want to hear someone's opinion and then tell them their opinion and then mm-hmm. talk about it. Because, like, I know for me personally, the only thing I love more than Overwatch is talking about Overwatch.
Yeah.
Or not, maybe not more, but to mm-hmm. an almost equal extent. And same with, like, Star Wars. It's same with, like, other
whatever
video
else
games, anything.
You're a fan of.
Yeah. It's, like, almost as enjoyable as the actual thing is talking about that thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what people want to do. So I hope that's what we can do on the Broverwatch. Cause,
yeah.
So, another thing we're doing with the website, we may have mentioned this before, or I may have, because I like talking about this.
I think we did last episode.
Is just like make it more of a stepping stone than like a trying to be a for profit thing. Because
we're not
doing this for money.
In fact, we're paying money for the domain.
Yeah, and we just want to make. Like, my sole goal with this is to have at least one person that wrote for our website become some sort of important figure in the community.
That would be really cool.
And then just to be able to say, like, oh, yeah, we gave him the start that here.
Because here's the thing.
That he has.
No one's going to be like, oh, you wrote for Broverwatch? Wow, no. We're going to hire you. But if someone's like, I want to write about esports stuff, I want to write about some Overwatch stuff, and you're like, I wrote all of these articles for this Broverwatch website, even mm-hmm. if they don't know what the Broverwatch is, like,
it's still
people
like
will be like, wow, you have a lot of experience.
Yeah, it's a platform. And it's more about giving people the reps to like practice writing than to actually just like have them make content and make us money. Because we could have turned AdSense on the website, but like, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to fill the site with ads.
Yeah.
We actually paid my one big reason to try and get convince Adam to pay for the website was to get the Wix ads off the website because I didn't like how they looked. And also we can get a domain that's cool.
Yeah.
And makes sense.
Yeah. Like, honestly, that website looks clean, boy.
I do like it. We just need more stuff to fill it.
Yeah. I know I keep telling you this and I keep not doing it, but I'm going to write an article. Like, literally, I have an assignment due in English class, and I managed to convince my professor that the thing I'm writing about can be about Overwatch League. So I'm literally writing an Overwatch League paper right now. So maybe I can just straight up copy-paste it.
We'll do that after you hand the thing in, because you don't want to get caught for plagiarizing or something.
Good point. And I should probably ask her also
if you can post it.
If I can post it and not get in trouble, yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, we should probably end this because it's been 45 minutes.
It's been
40 minutes.
43 minutes. It's a pretty good podcast. Yeah. Anyway, so if you're interested in reading some opinion and a little bit analytical based Overwatch content, then go to thebroverwatch.com. If you mm-hmm. want to keep updated with what we're up to and whether the podcast gets delayed like this episode, follow the Broverwatch on Twitter. If you want to see random trash and also updates from us, go to the Broverwatch Instagram. At the Broverwatch?
Maybe. There's not even random trash on there anymore. I don't even do anything there because I've been so focused on the website thing. But
it's okay. It's okay to shift focus. Well, maybe one day we'll have enough writers. We'll have enough writers that you don't have to worry about the website too much. But and obviously, follow us on YouTube. I guess subscribe to us is the better word. On YouTube, at the Broverwatch.
Click that notification bell because, you know, sometimes you don't. YouTube subscription
maxes. You don't have to do that. Just subscribe to us and it's fine. You don't have to. Just check our. Okay, well, you're fine. But, and also, check the description of the YouTube channel. And if you're to find our audio podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify, and more. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if you're listening on any of those, you don't need to go into the YouTube description because you're already there.
Rate us and review if you can.
Yes.
On those.
Rate us and review us. It helps us out
a
lot.
We did get... Oh, shit. Where's my...
Oh, Calder's excited. He's even rolling.
I don't know.
So I'm going to keep talking so that you audio listeners aren't all alone. Calder's on the other side of his room.
Someone rated the podcast on iOS. And really? It was like, these boys really love Overwatch League. Good job. So to that guy, I say thank you.
You don't know his name?
No, I don't have my phone.
How do you not have your phone?
It's over there, and I don't know where it is. And I don't
How about this? I'm going to check right now. This is why the podcast is getting so...
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell your brother. Tell your auntie.
Please tell your auntie.
We want to be the number one Overwatch League podcast among aunties in the world. So yes. Please tell her. What else? If you want to write a thing, email or message me on Reddit, u/leelcaldie. That spells it Leel Caldy, if you didn't know. If you have bad spatial awareness of letters.
I can't find it.
Anyway. We'll shout out that guy at the show the next show. But yeah.
Thank you for rating and reviewing us. We love you all. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I don't have the outro music, but that's fine. We rarely ever do.
That's fine.
Because I always exit instead of
minimizing
it.
Why do we need intro music?
Because that's how you do a podcast.
We should get different intro music.
We should get different intro music for sure, because I'm kind of stealing it and just crediting him. I did message him and say, hey, can we use this? And he didn't answer. Anyway, I credit him literally at the top of our description every video, even though he didn't ask. But anyway, thank you all for watching. Thank you all for listening. We'll catch you next time. We love you. Bye-bye. Go play some more Overwatch. Bye.